Hello, good evening. My name is Andrea, and we are conducting a survey about youth substance use founded by the Minnesota Department of Human Services, Behavioral Health Division, and your number was selected at random, and of course, your responses will be used to support efforts that help youth in your community, and a donation will be made to a local nonprofit if you complete the survey. Could you please tell me, is your age between 21 to 29, 30 to 49, 50 to 64, or over 65?
Well over 65.
Thank you so much. And this is, these are statistical questions. Can you tell me what is your gender?
I'm a female.
Thank you. First, I'm going to ask you some questions about how often you think teens in your school district use certain substances. If you're not sure of an answer, just give me your best guess. And note that when we mention marijuana, we are referring to the illegal youth use, not the medical marijuana prescribed by the doctor. How often do you think most teens in your school district drink alcohol, such as beer, wine, or liquor? Will they say never, try it once or twice a year, once a month, twice a month, once a week, or daily?
I haven't a clue. I haven't had kids for so damn many years. I don't know what they're doing.
Okay, not a problem. How often do you think most teens in your school district use cannabis in any form, like marijuana, pot, weed, or concentrate in any form, such as hash or hash oil? Never, try it once or twice, once or twice a year, once a month.
Most kids? You said most kids.
Correct.
Maybe tried it once or twice or zero.
Okay, how often do you think most teens in your school district use vaping devices or e-cigarettes? Never, twice, or twice?
I don't have a clue.
Okay. Next, I'm going to read to you a list of statements about youth substance use in your community. Please tell me if you strongly agree, disagree, strongly disagree, or if it's neutral for you. You might find some of the statements quite similar, but they are not the same, okay? Here's the first one. Most adults in my community think using marijuana is never a good thing for teens to do. Would you strongly agree, neutral, or disagree?
I disagree.
Most adults in my community think drinking alcohol is never a good thing for teens to do.
I strongly agree.
Most adults in my community think parents should not let teens vape or use e-cigarettes.
I strongly agree.
Parents should not let teens use marijuana.
I strongly agree.
Most adults in my community think parents and guardians should clearly communicate with their children about the importance of not using alcohol.
I agree.
Drinking alcohol is never a good thing for teens to do.
I agree.
Vaping or using e-cigarettes is never a good thing for teens to do.
I strongly agree.
Most adults in my community think that we should adopt laws that make it illegal for adults to provide youth with marijuana.
I have no idea because you're saying adults in the community. I don't know most of the adults in my community.
Not a problem. I believe adults who support vape products or e-cigarettes to youth under the age of 21 should be held accountable in accordance with Minnesota law.
Repeat that, please.
Not a problem. I believe adults who supply vape products or e-cigarettes to youth under the age of 21 should be held accountable in accordance with Minnesota law.
I strongly agree.
Most adults in my community believe that adults who supply alcohol to youth under the age of 21 should be held accountable in accordance with Minnesota law.
I don't know anything about other people and what they think.
My community should adopt or enforce laws that make it illegal for adults to provide youth with vaping products or e-cigarettes.
I have no idea.
Okay, my community should adopt or enforce laws that make it illegal for adults to provide youth other than their own children with alcohol.
No, they shouldn't supply anybody with alcohol if they're underage.
So do you disagree or strongly disagree?
Repeat the question.
My community should adopt or enforce laws that make it illegal for adults to provide youth other than their own children with alcohol.
I think I have to strongly disagree because I think no children should be supplied.
Okay, most adults in my community think parents and guardians should clearly communicate with their children about the importance of not vaping or using e-cigarettes.
I strongly agree.
Most adults in my community think that we should adopt or enforce laws that make it illegal for adults to provide youth other than their own children with alcohol.
I have no idea what other people think.
Most adults in my community believe adults who supply vape products or e-cigarettes to youth under the age of 21 should be held accountable in accordance with Minnesota law.
I have no idea what other people think.
Thank you. Parents and guardians should clearly communicate with their children about the importance of not using marijuana.
I agree.
Parents and guardians should clearly communicate with their children about the importance of not using alcohol.
I agree.
Parents should not let teens use alcohol. What do you say?
What are my choices again?
I strongly agree, agree, disagree, I strongly disagree, or neutral.
My problem is that you cannot really control anybody when they're not with you. If they're with me, I would agree you don't let them do it. But when you can't be with them 24/7.
Okay, so will that be neutral for you?
I guess you'd have to say it the way that's presented.
Okay, now most adults in my community think parents should not let teens use marijuana.
Again, I don't know what most parents, I cannot say what the community says.
Most adults in my community think parents should not let teens use alcohol.
Again, I can't say anything about most people in my community. I am me, not them.
Getting close to my last question. Most adults in my community think parents and guardians should clearly communicate with their children about the importance of not using marijuana.
I guess I'm neutral on that because, again, I can't tell you what most parents think.
Okay, not a problem. Thank you for your answers because they are very useful for our investigation. Using marijuana is never a good thing for teens to do.
I strongly agree.
Parents and guardians should clearly communicate with their children about the importance of not vaping or using e-cigarettes.
I strongly agree.
Most adults in my community think that we should adopt or enforce laws that make it illegal. Okay, for adults to provide youth with vaping products or e-cigarettes. You said you don't know?
I said I don't know what most parents think. I know
okay.
What I think.
That's okay. Remember that we don't have good or bad answers. All your answers will be very useful for us. Parents should not let teen vape or use e-cigarettes.
I agree with that 100%.
My community should... Okay, strongly. Thank you. My community should adopt laws that make it illegal for adults to provide youth with marijuana.
I thought we already went through that question.
Oh, remember that we have questions that are quite similar, although they are not the same. We're almost done. Two more questions and we're done.
All right, repeat this one.
My community should adopt laws that make it illegal for adults to provide youth with marijuana.
I agree.
I believe adults who support alcohol, I'm sorry, that supply alcohol to youth under the age of 21 should be held accountable in accordance with Minnesota law.
I agree.
And finally, most adults in my community think vaping or using e-cigarettes is never a good thing for teens to do.
Again, I don't know about other people. I think it's a bad thing.
So I'm going to ask you some questions about how you use the following substances, which are legal for adults in Minnesota. If you're not sure of any answer, just give me your best guess. How often do you drink alcohol such as beer, wine, or liquor? Never. Tried once or twice, a year, once a month, twice a month, once a week, or daily?
I have a glass of wine a day.
Okay, thank you. How often do you use marijuana in edible
Never.
Or drinkable form? Okay. How often do you use vaping devices or e-cigarettes?
Never.
And this is my final question. So far this school year, how many times have you seen or heard messages, a message or materials that say most students are not using alcohol, marijuana, or vaping? Never, a few times. This is school year, a few times a month, a few times a week, every day, or almost every day.
Okay. I'm going to tell you why. I'm going to explain my answer to you, okay?
Okay.
I'm 79 years old. I live in a retirement community. I know nothing about the schools in Minnesota because I've only lived here for 4 years. So my answer has to be never because I don't get any information from the schools. I have
okay.
no children here.
So you will say never?
Okay, repeat the question.
So far this school year, how many times have you seen or heard message or materials that say that most students are not using alcohol, marijuana, or vaping?
I haven't seen anything.
Okay.
So I guess it would
and
be never.
Never, okay. How would you describe yourself? And let me give you the options. American Indian or Alaskan Native, Asian, South Asian or Asian American, Black or African American, Hispanic or Latino, or white?
I'm just a plain old white American. I'm a European American.
Okay, thank you. Now,
I'm
as a token.
I'm not anything else, but I'm a European American. My ancestors
okay.
are from Europe.
Okay, thank you, Miss. As a token of our appreciation, the Spartan Prevention, Advocacy, and Resource Coalition will donate $5 for each completed survey that we receive, up to a total donation of $3,000. Please choose the organization that you would like your coalition to donate to on your behalf. We have Climb Theater, Friends of the Library, Inver Glen Library, or the IGH Best Foundation.
What?
I can repeat the options again. We have Climb Theater, Friends of the Library, Inver Glen Library, or IGH Best Foundation.
Are those libraries? Did you say libraries?
It's one library, and it's called Friends of the Library.
Do it to that.
Okay, so this concludes our survey. Thank you so much for your time, your participation, and your donation. Hope that you have an awesome rest of the day.
I hope you have a good year. Bye.
You too. Bye-bye.